as a health and science analyst who was very concerned about the first wave of COVID in February and March, I am here to say today that the so-called second wave of COVID is complete bullshit. There is no second wave of COVID. The only second wave we're experiencing is a second wave of media lies. In fact, if not for the media telling you about all these so-called cases, which I'll talk about here in a second, without that going on, no one would even know that there's any kind of a pandemic at all, because these cases are mostly false positives. And they're being diagnosed in people who have no symptoms and who aren't sick. There is no second wave except a wave of media bullshit and lies. And yet, this quote second wave is being used to call for and justify more punitive lockdowns. These lockdowns have begun in California, in Oregon, in New York, and soon they will begin in places like Washington State and New Jersey and so on. They're already bad in Hawaii and Illinois. You know, all the liberal states are going to use this justification to lock people down, punish people, destroy the economy even more. And more importantly, this is accurately described as the final solution. This is a depopulation agenda. This is the globalist agenda 2030. What they plan to do is crush everybody's economic opportunities, unleash the so-called Great Reset, which will destroy your fiat currency and steal everything you ever owned, unless you have it in gold, of course. You know, gold and silver will be safe from that, but anything in dollars will be destroyed. And then they will turn you into a slave to the system. You'll have a universal basic income. You'll have to wear a mask forever. You won't be able to leave your home. You will have to support everything the government is pushing, which under a potential Biden administration would be, you know, transgender mutilation of children, just mutilating the genitalia of little boys and girls. That's, you have to love that. You have to say that's love. And you have to say that the Bible is hate. All right. You're not allowed to have Christian principles or morals. You have to worship Satan. Otherwise, oh, you're going to be cut off from your universal basic income. You're not going to be able to travel. And by the way, the airlines are already saying now that all international flights will now require proof of vaccination. Qantas Airlines has announced it, and other airlines are about to follow suit. So if you ever want to fly internationally, and by the way, at some point it's going to become domestic as well. If you ever want to fly, period, you're going to have to show proof of vaccination. That's right. And then the vaccines are designed to cause infertility and depopulation. That's what this all leads to. It's all genocide, mass genocide targeting humanity. That's what the lockdowns are. So at this point, you know, there's not a second wave of COVID, but there is a wave of tyranny. There is a wave of authoritarianism. There's a wave of fraud from Democrats and the leftists. There's a death wave coming when they start administering these vaccines. And as I have already pointed out previously, anybody who dies from the vaccine will be categorized as a COVID death, and the COVID deaths then will be used to justify more vaccines and more vaccine mandates. So you see, the more deadly the vaccines are, the more it promotes sales of vaccines. It's just like polio vaccines. Polio vaccines contain polio and cause polio outbreaks. And then the media says, oh my God, there's polio outbreaks. We better get more polio vaccines. So the vaccines promote the very disease they claim to prevent. The vaccines are their own marketing scam. They promote themselves by spreading disease. This is the entire role of vaccines now. Maybe at one point, many decades ago, they were designed to stop disease. Not anymore. They're designed to promote it. So with the media lies, the faked testing, with the false positives, and the vaccines that will spread disease, while killing some percentage of people who take them, plus the lockdowns and the tyranny and the vote theft, the election theft by the Democrats and the globalists, this is the final solution against humanity. This is a global genocidal holocaust that is being carried out on a scale that dwarfs the Holocaust of World War II. This holocaust, their goal is to kill 6 billion plus people. So it's 1,000 times larger than the Holocaust of World War II. Now, given that this is a holocaust against humanity, the question arises, when do you have the right to rise up and fight against this? The answer is right now. Right now, these lockdowns are unconstitutional and unlawful. Even in Michigan, the Michigan Supreme Court already ruled that Governor Whitmer overstepped her authority in ruling these lockdowns. She doesn't care. She's ruling more lockdowns. And these same insane leftists who are defunding police and attacking police and saying police are evil, now they want police to force you to be locked down and wear a mask. So suddenly they want police again when they have some tyranny to shove around. But guess what? Many of the police are on to them. Many police are awake. Many police are like, nope, we're not going to police your little your mask mandates, your lockdown mandates. Hey, we think people should have Thanksgiving time with their families or Christmas time. We're not going to police this. So sheriffs all across the country, even all over California, are saying, nope, we're not going to enforce any of this garbage from Governor Nuisance. You know, he can go jump off a cliff. But this is where we are now in this country. And yes, the people are starting to rise up and they have every right to do so. The globalists and the Democrats and the Bill Gates of the world and the CDC, the vaccine companies, all of them, they are turning the world into a giant COVID concentration camp. And there is no escape from this concentration camp except in a body bag. They want you dead. Understand, they want you to die. That's why everything they're doing is trying to achieve that goal. First, they want you to be disconnected from any sources of income. They want you to have no extra food supplies. They want you to have no voice, no right to speak on social media. They want you to have no ability to have legal representation, which is why they're attacking all the lawyers for Trump. They want you to be totally enslaved. And this is how they are working to achieve that. And ultimately, they want you to die. This is what they're doing. They want you to die. And amazingly, there are a lot of leftists who are going along with it and saying that they hate Trump so much that they love the idea of radical left-wing tyranny. They love globalism. They love communism. Don't you realize? Communism doesn't love you. Communism wants you dead. China wants to take over America and eliminate all Americans so they can seize the country for themselves and have the land and the natural resources, you know, especially the farmland and the soil and the oil and all these things. So that's where this is going, folks. The time to rise up is now. You have the law on your side. You have morality on your side. You have God on your side. You have freedom on your side. Rise up now against these punitive illegal lockdowns, or you will be dead in a ditch before long, because that's what they want for you. And tune in to more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and Brighteon.com. God bless America. May we all live to see this country saved from the globalists who want to destroy it.